From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Catalina Garcia. The Jehovah's Witnesses wrapped up a three-day international convention in Miami at Martins Park yesterday. The event brought nearly 27,000 people together from 34 different countries. The Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau said this is one of the largest conventions ever held in Miami. WLRN intern Aaron Sanchez Guerra was there.
Marlins Park this weekend was a lot more packed than a typical baseball game, except no one was drinking any of the stadium beer or smoking outside. Jimmy Holland is from Cameroon. Before the convention even started, he had already ministered to people in South Florida. He's excited to tell folks back home about Miami.
If we can find our neighbors home, we can share some good things with them. We got some pictures of the beautiful Miami here, and we know that's going to be very encouraging to others to say, oh, that's what life is like there. This is the problem they cope with.
There was no rivalry at the park as opposed to a Marlins versus Mets game. Ladine Razier of Miami Garden says this is an event of unconditional love to strangers.
You really see that amongst Jehovah's people, that instant love, you know, that I don't know who you are, I don't know all the things that you might have gone through to even get here, but I'm just so happy you're here.
Juan Cáceres came from Colombia. He said he and his wife were surprised by the welcome they received. To make the convention feel even more like home, he said coming to Miami felt like not really leaving Latin America. Though the conference is over, a spokesman of the Jehovah's Witnesses said they'll be seeking converts throughout the week with even more boots on the ground. I'm Aaron Sanchez Guerra in Miami.
And summer at the Miami-Dade Animal Shelter means overcrowding. So how about it? $75 will get you a puppy. Cats are $35, buy one, get one free. The fees include sterilization, vaccination, a license, and a microchip. This is WLRN News, and I'm Catalina Garcia.